So we're here again in the courtyard for Jay and Beyond in Roald Dook Abbey. It's a sunny day, so everyone's out here. And the best part is I get to meet people who work with us and also the community members. And Sudhi, would you like to please introduce yourself? Sudhi from Hoodoku.
I'm Sudhi. I'm the founder and chief architect of Hoodoku, based out of Houston, Texas. We have offices in Canada and Bangalore. And we have been the gold development sponsor for Joomla project, and most recently our contributions have been working with Microsoft in partnership to develop Joomla on multi-database, not specifically on Microsoft SQL Server, SQL Azure, but also on Oracle and PostgreSQL.
So you're building a multiple platform database solution to do that. And you're contributing that to the Joomla community?
Absolutely. It's part of the core, part of the branch that we have been allotted from the Joomla core team. And it's going to be part of Joomla 1.7, both platform as well as the content management system. I have personally seen it happening, the merge happening.
Great, great. So you're seeing the code now being picked up on a future version of Joomla. That's what it means, right? So I'm quite excited. So how much, time and effort has this taken?
Well, it's an effort since last September, October timeframe. I think October was when we started this whole engagement of porting to Joomla on MultiDB. Prior to that, we, 1.6 was not yet ready for real time. It was still under development. So as a test bed, we took 1.5 and ported on Oracle database, and that's when we gained enough confidence to write a query builder or ORM layer, homegrown ORM layer within Joomla to support MultiDB. So it's been like six, seven months of effort. Yeah.
So mostly technical issues, or was it really trying to navigate stuff?
It's not that much in the technical issues. We spent around a couple of months or 3 months to develop those drivers. I think the most important part was we also wanted to have our code base, our branch, in line with the main Joomla 1.6 trunk. We had like two focus. One was to support Joomla on MultiDB. At the same time, we didn't want to lose any changes that other team members were contributing towards the trunk. So we were manually merging those into our branch. So that today, the merge between our branch and 1.7 is kind of seamless, because we have always maintained the changes that happened on the other branch, main trunk.
Okay. And kind of, what brought you here? Was it the community? Was it a customer that made you start thinking about doing this?
Are you suggesting on MultiDB or?
MultiDB, especially now SQL Server, for example.
Yeah, MultiDB, there were a couple of instances where my suggestion of using Joomla for Oracle or SQL Server was kind of, we couldn't recommend Joomla for a couple of clients simply because it was not available on other databases. So we had to go with .NET and Java related application, which is expensive on longer term. But then that's when we got this idea of supporting MultiDB. Like, you take Joomla, it's so easy to use, simple. So the only problem was it was not working on all the other databases. So that's the idea that germinated, and we started work on it.
So I would say it's fairly successful, because do you have customers right now who are using this?
We do have customer for whom we are implementing. It's a medium-sized publishing house. We will be going live in the next 6 weeks.
Excellent, excellent. So now that you've got this going on, what about the cloud? We have Windows Azure. Are you working on SQL Azure first?
Yeah, while working on the database part, SQL Azure was one of the databases that we had supported. It's just that SQL Server on Microsoft Cloud. So that's something already supported. On Windows Azure, we are very close to completion on the single instance and multi-instance. There are some technical challenges that we need to resolve in terms of multi-instance. I think in next 4 to 6 weeks, I think we should be going live with Windows Azure as well.
So with multi-instance stuff, it's basically about making a highly available Joomla solution.
Scaling up and all that stuff.
I see, right. And so what do you see the promise of the cloud is for you in Joomla, you might say?
Well, it gives us an opportunity to take Joomla on the cloud in an enterprise fashion. A lot of folks have adopted cloud as their cloud as their data center instead of investing massively on building a custom cloud or private cloud. They are going with a public cloud like Microsoft, AWS, and stuff. So maybe this is the next interesting thing to be in, and I think Joomla supporting Windows Azure and all that will probably take Joomla really into cloud and enterprise class.
Excellent. So what's next?
We'll keep continuing working with the community to get some of the extensions onto Joomla supporting MultiDB. I just had a chat with a couple of popular extension developers that I have used for several of my clients before to port it to MultiDB. So that's something that will keep on happening for a period of time.
That's really exciting, and we hope to see those extensions. We're using these things, and we can test it on Windows Azure.
Yeah, I'm also working with the extension team to have some sort of flag in the extension directory, Joomla extension directory, to identify if this extension is compatible with MySQL database or other databases and stuff like that.
So for the folks out there who are using Joomla today, what would you like to say to them? Maybe give them a call to action or something to try out. What would you tell them to go do?
Well, download Joomla. We have a branch, Joomla 1.6 MultiDB. Download it, play around, and let us know how your testing is. It works, and it works really well.
Great. So I think, we can wrap up now, and we're quite excited to work with you. I'm really excited to play with all this technology you're building, and the next steps on the cloud are most exciting to me. So thank you very much, Sudhi.
Thank you.
And we're signing off now. Thanks. Bye.